What's up, everyone? This is the Avatar Episode 2, our immediate reaction, me and Tamato. And all right, Tamato, right to Episode 2. How did you feel about it?
I felt a lot better this time.
I did.
It was a lot nicer than the first episode, honestly.
I actually left watching this episode like, okay, I'm actually excited for the next episode.
Yes.
I don't know if it's just the hype of Kyoshi just going beast mode or just the overall, but I'm starting to actually like it.
Yeah, like like you were saying when we were watching, like characters are starting to grow on me.
Yeah.
Katara seemed a little like flat in the first episode, but her personality is starting to come out.
Yeah.
And that one scene where they're like splashing water on each other, that's like the first time we see both of them just acting like kids, because they're both still kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It was nice to see that Sokka isn't a complete like inadequate when it comes to fighting.
Yeah, like he actually kind of knows how to fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I really like the actress who plays Kyoshi. Oh, not Kyoshi, one of the main Kyoshi warrior. Like, what is her name?
Oh, what?
Why are we forgetting her name right now?
Why am I?
No. Mei? Is it Mei? No. Mei is part of Azula's crew.
Yeah, that's the gloomy girl.
Suki. Wait, there you go. Suki. How are we forgetting Suki's name?
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Okay, we failed.
Yeah, and I do like the fact that they had her makeup less towards the ending, to obviously, because we're going to see her later on.
Yes. But it was kind of like there was a lot of tension between her and Sokka.
Yeah, I actually, you know, surprisingly, for the limited amount of time they had just visiting the Kyoshi warriors, they did a really good job of making their chemistry work.
Yeah, no, it was like a good amount of tension.
It didn't seem forced.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I have a theory. So you remember how we were saying that Kyoshi is the focus of this avatar, of course, Roku?
Yeah.
I'm wondering, because Kyoshi is known as fierce and she's very harsh. And I'm wondering if, as we get towards the finale of season four, if we're going to get Roku, because Roku's a more softer side. And that's a spoiler, if you haven't watched the cartoon, Avatar has a very Airbender style of ending the show with the Fire Lord.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if that's going to be the change, with Roku is going to be his soft side and Roku's going to one who's going to ease him down.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if we're going to see a little more aggressive Aang.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if Kyoshi's going to be the one that's teaching him or like showing him the way, it's going to be a lot more aggressive, because in her time, I forget, it was like some kind of Earth Kingdom war or something.
Yeah.
And she had to fight, what was his name? Chang the Conqueror or something like that. And that's how she created Kyoshi Island, right?
Yeah, I'm actually surprised they never mentioned the whole Kyoshi Island story.
Well, they remember in the cartoon series, it was a filler episode that they showed that creation and him channeling Kyoshi.
Yeah.
But she only came in to kind of explain what happened to Chang. She didn't like show anything else or do anything else. So this is the first time they actually like showed her actually fighting.
Yeah, it was a pleasant surprise, and yeah, it made me hyped.
Oh yeah, and I like how they showed her perspective in like how large she is, because she was supposed to be one of the largest avatars.
Yeah, and Otis.
And Otis, like, they didn't mention it, but she's like over a couple hundred years old.
Yeah. I'm hoping that episode 3 and on we get more Sokka jokes.
Oh yes, they that freaking part where he's trying to like impress Suki, and he's like fumbling over himself. He's like, "I'm the guardian of my village. Are you a guardian? Why are you here then? What was it, Katara? I gotta protect Aang to save the world, to protect the village.
I need Sokka to refer himself as a ladies' man. Like how he does in the cartoons." We got your air scooter.
Yes, that was epic the way that they incorporated it in. They did the air scooter, and they did the homage to the opening.
Yes, of the series. That was my hugest concern coming into this, was I don't want nostalgia for nostalgia reasons. Make it work for the story, and it worked.
That one particularly.
It wasn't something that went out of the way to prove like, hey, look at us.
But the one thing that they didn't show during that scene was Katara's jealousy.
Yes, yes, with the kids, right?
Yeah,
like all the girls are all, like, attention for him.
Yeah, they all wanted his attention, and he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna show off for all these people," and she got super jealous in the cartoon series. But in this one, they're not really showing any of that. So I wonder when is the tension between them going to start?
Yes, because we're going up to episode 3. I believe there's 8 episodes, I think. And we our end is what do you call that? We have to go to the Northern Water Tribe. So there isn't much time. I'm not sure if they're going to focus on it maybe next season or what. But yeah, like you were saying, we haven't seen a jealousy aspect of Katara yet.
Yeah. But I don't want them to also force it either.
Yeah.
I'd rather see it develop naturally over the period. But if they don't have the Secret Tunnel episode somewhere in these seasons.
Secret Tunnels.
I'm going to give up on all life.
Well, yeah, guys, this is our episode 2 immediate reaction. We'll see you guys back in a bit.
And it makes sense. The order of the episodes and the series won't line up with the cartoon. They're pushing a lot of things forward, and they're doing sections of the cartoon series all in one segment. So they're like combining like 4 or 5 different episodes into one area, basically.
Like, I don't think in the show we got Jet and what is Tail's dad's name?
Sai.
I don't think we got them all in one.
No, it was completely it was different episodes.
Yeah, so it was very interesting. For a little bit, we were thinking that we had a Jet in season 2, but no, it was season 1.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Jet first appears in season 1.
We see him again later on, though.
Yeah, but in season 2. That's the next time we come across
him. I liked how we were at first we were questioning if it was Jet or not.
Yeah, because we couldn't immediately tell. You know, we're looking at him and his hair was done a little bit different, and I was just like, they're putting a lot of emphasis on this character, and he's smooth talking Katara. That was the only hint.
Yeah, yeah.
That I got.
But once we saw the uniform,
once the cloak came off and he had his uniform on, it was like, oh, that's Jet. That's gotta be Jet.
Pipsqueak and crew looked really good though.
Like, I don't know how they found like the exact people to play them. You know what I mean? Yep. The perfect people to play them, honestly.
Yeah. With a glimpse of Boomy.
Yep. Very short glimpse of Boomy. What was Sai's son's name? The one in the wheelchair?
Oh, Tail.
Tail. Yeah, we got him, and he seems to be pretty spot on to his character in the show as well.
It is a bummer, though. I was hoping to see them at the Air Temple, but...
Yeah, but I see how they have to condense everything, because, like, Jet's storyline, Sai's storyline, they're all technically, like, side stories to the main plot in the series, almost like filler episodes. But they all contribute to the overall arc of the story.
Yeah, we finally got our first Katara and Sokka actual fight.
Yes, we did. And like she's using the bending scroll and trying to learn from it. It was funny that they actually added the where she whips herself in the face.
Yeah.
That was I thought she was gonna do that the first time she tried.
We just need Sokka to have water dropped in his head. That's all we need.
Like, seriously, they didn't do that in the first episode, and I was just like, come on.
Yeah. And what do you think about the overall look of Omashu?
So it's exactly how I would have pictured it, you know, not the most fanciest, but also pretty like compact and sophisticated at the same time.
Yeah.
Like the building architecture was really nice.
Yeah. How do you like Zuko so far?
I gotta say, the first episode I was kind of like about him, but as the second and third came around, like, I'm starting to like his character more.
Yeah.
And it's like the ending of this episode, it was like, you can see the struggle that he's having inside of him on what to do or what's best, because he knows what his mission is.
Yeah.
But he knows what he wants to do. You know what I mean?
You know what's interesting is the actor who's playing Iroh going into this. I saw him on a show called Kim Convenience. He played a dad, and then we saw him.
Was that the one the convenience store?
Yeah. So he's there, and then we have him and Mando. So I was excited to see him. I'm not really into his character as Iroh yet.
Well, there's only small tidbits of him using Iroh's like iconic way of speaking.
Yeah.
And kind of like a poetic or riddles.
Yeah.
He did that one time in this episode, I think, right?
Or was have we seen him episode? Drinking tea yet? We haven't mentioned tea.
No. He mentioned jasmine tea a couple times, but he hasn't it hasn't been a supreme focus of the entire scene. It was just like small little tidbits of him mentioning jasmine tea. and like his fascination with like food and stuff. They showed that in this episode where he was trying the cuisine and whatnot of Omashu.
Yeah.
He showed that he cares for Zuko a lot.
Yeah.
Because of what he did in the episode.
And then we got to see Ty Lee and Mei very early.
Isn't it Mai or is it Mei?
Mai, you're right.
Yeah, Mai. Yeah. Yeah, like, I don't know. Ty Lee didn't show any of her
excitedness.
Iconic, like, enthusiasm, like, even more than Aang enthusiasm. Yeah. It's supposed to be, like, to the extreme.
Yeah, granted, we only saw them in what it was, like, maybe, like, a 20-second clip.
Yeah, it was, like, a 2-minute part.
Is it weird that I feel like Azula isn't menacing enough yet for me? The way she talks, a lot of these actors have the mannerisms down of the way they talk.
Yeah.
But so far, I'm not buying Azula as evil yet.
Yeah, well, the first time we really see Azula was in the ending of season one of the cartoon. And she just kind of like shows her face and smiles and looks menacing.
Yeah.
But in when she's actually chasing the Avatar, it was in her treatment of her own men that created that vibe of her menace and her authority and whatnot.
I'm thinking that the reason why they brought her in season one, I don't think we're going to see her interact with Zuko physically.
No.
Or I think what they're doing is they're setting her up as the villain for season two. Yeah. I think they're so like, by the time season two comes, we see how menacing she can be. That's what my thinking is. I could be wrong, but that's what I'm thinking.
Well, they are changing some things here and there. They are taking liberties with some of the storytelling. But I don't think it's necessarily all bad.
Yeah.
So far. Like, I don't mind them combining the filler episodes into one of the major plot episodes, which was the Omashu episode. They're taking a bunch of the other filler episodes and putting it all into that that Omashu section. That's why I'm really looking forward to see how they do the next episode where Aang actually meets the king.
I'm actually surprised because this is going to be the first episode we have that's in the same location. Every episode has been a different new location.
Yeah,
we're going to be in Omashu, it seems like, for a majority of this next episode also, because we get to see the Bumi Trials, hopefully.
Yes. I want to see what was his pet's name? Was it Fluffy or something?
I forget his pet's name. Yeah.
I want to see how they animate that.
Yeah.
And I want to see how, because Bumi is supposed to be a master earthbender.
Yeah.
Besides like Toph and other known earthbenders. So I want to see how they actually portray his earthbending, because the only earthbending we saw so far was the very beginning, right before the Hundred Years War started. And it was pretty epic, just that.
Yeah.
And that seemed like just a regular earthbender guy who was a spy or something. So to see a master go up against Aang, I hope they do it justice and they show how powerful he is.
Yeah.
But also, the thing that I'm worried about is showing Bumi's like kind of unhinged craziness.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard.
For some reason, all I'm thinking about is Bumi, Aang's son, the way he acts in Korra. I don't know why immediately I just saw the bat movie, but it is funny. But yeah, you're right. It's going to be interesting to see how it transfers over to live action, because it's cartoon-wise, it works.
Yeah, cartoon-wise, it works, because he looks really weird in the cartoon. Yeah. I wonder how they're going to do it in this one, if he's going to be CG or is it going to be an actual older person with makeup? And I don't know.
Yeah.
And also, are they going to do the iconic Bumi laugh?
Yeah. I want to try it, but I don't want to give it. I don't want the justice.
No,
yeah,
we would fail completely. We wouldn't do any justice.
Maybe we'll do it after this episode.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, let's get to the next episode already.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Yeah.